people will follow you when you're an honorable person, whether it's one person, whether it's 1,000 people or 12 people like Jesus had.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Rich Wickerson Sr. is our guest. He's the pastor of Trinity Church in Miami, Florida, and founder of Peacemakers. We had a telephone conversation with him, and as happens sometimes, we had our challenges with the phone line. But we know if you give it a try, you'll be as blessed as we were to talk with him. He's talking about his latest book, I Choose Honor, and how we can experience the life-changing power of not only honoring God, but honoring others as well.
We live in a society, a day and age that seems to be going the opposite way from honoring one another in all areas of society, both personally and publicly. Now, how would you suggest that we make this cultural shift?
Great, great question. In our life, it started in our home. My wife and I endeavored as young people to get a closer relationship with the Lord. That's where honor started, with Jesus, within Godhead. You know, Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God said, let us make man, let us. So there was honor within the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then Jesus took that to the earth, to his own family. And he had a great honor relationship with his family. His mother and father were coming back from Jerusalem to Nazareth. The Bible says in Luke, I think it's 251, that he went back to Nazareth and became obedient to his parents in a complete way until he was grown. And the verse says, and he grew in stature and wisdom with both God and man. So when you have that honor within your home, now in time, you're going to take it to your own disciples. People will follow you when you're an honorable person, whether it's one person, whether it's 1,000 people or 12 people like Jesus had. You begin to honor those that follow you. And then from there, he took it to the outcast of society. If we can find, you know, the image of God in the person instead of saying, hey, they're demon-possessed, or they're an idiot, or they're not as good as me. We can find the good, all of a sudden they can get free and be a great blessing in the work of God. And finally, in Jesus' case, he built the church, and he's honored us by giving us time after time after time after time. He loves us and gives us second chances and keeps lifting us up. That's the kind of man I want to be. I want to have it happen with me personally, in my family, and organically it begins to spread in my area. We've seen happen here in Miami that grew to 17,000 people this past Easter in 20 years.
Wow.
So that's just our little team. How many more are doing the same thing? And that's how honor becomes a staple of a society.
Now, one thing that you mention in your book is that if we do that, people can call that kissing up, as we used to call that in school. And that puts a negative connotation on it, that you're just being nice to expect something out of somebody. So what's the correlation with kissing up and honoring?
Well, you're referencing, Bobby, one of the chapters in my book. I do get people, right, what? You know?
Yeah.
yeah, it's because it was a negative term when we were growing up. But the Greek word in the New Testament that is used for worship is a Greek word known as proskuneo. And proskuneo has a connotation that we honor and not necessarily worship, but we lift them up. We honor everyone, and our ultimate worship is of our King, King Jesus. And when you think of worship, you think of hands outstretched. You think of the face tilted upward a bit. You think of loving the Lord upward. Well, the Greek word proskuneo in the Greek has a metaphor in its definition, and the metaphor is that of a dog kicking its master's hand, licking its master's hand. And then there's a line attached to that metaphor, kissing upward. And that really our worship of God is as if we were kissing him upward. He's greater than us. We honor him. But can't we kiss upward to every human we meet?
Mm-hmm.
Can't we bless them? Can't we honor them? Can't we lift them up when we're with them as if we were under them and they're not under us? That's the power, I think, of this word, proskuneo. That's the power of honor, that when I walk in the room and I humble myself and I seek to serve those in the room, I'm saying that I'm honoring you. And that term kissing up in that chapter.
We're visiting with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr. of Trinity Church in Miami, Florida, talking about some of the biblical keys he suggests in his latest book, I Choose Honor.
Yes, and we'll return to our talk with Pastor Wilkerson in just a moment. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, a feature that seeks to encourage and inform, pointing people to Christ. Your comments would be so appreciated. You can friend us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Also, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. We'll repeat that information at the end of the program. Now, let's return to our talk with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr. Isn't the heart of God's salvation built on honor and love, as expressed in Romans 5, verse 8, that says, "But God commended his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
Yeah, that's what God did. I mean, if you consider, Rich, that Jesus came, we don't even know how to explain it. Revelation doesn't explain it good enough. Nothing explains heaven good enough.
Right.
But if you could imagine that he would leave such a place of loftiness to come to this small speck of dirt hanging in space, that he would be willing, shortly before his crucifixion, to take his robes off and tie them around his waist, and kneel down in front of 12 dirt stinking disciples and wash their fungus ridden toenail dirty feet and dry them. That is a picture of what Jesus did to honor we mortal people who,
yes,
such love.
I'll say it's all tied up with serving and loving, wouldn't you say, honoring?
Absolutely.
Doesn't honoring others mean more than momentary outward expression of respect and recognition? Because I think of what we read in Isaiah 28, verse 13, where the Lord said, "This people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me."
Absolutely. The Old Testament word for honor, kabod, it comes with a weight to it. When you honor your parents, you never stop honoring them. It's not like, "Well, it's your birthday, here's some gifts, have a great life, mom and dad, you deserve it." No, in the Jewish mindset, it was a 24/7 honoring of mother and father, honoring of our great God. It's almost a weight on us. It's not a burdensome weight, but it's a memory. He's my Lord. Oh, how blessed I am at all times. Not like the passage you read from Isaiah. Not just with lip service. Not just to stop by and, "Hey, how you doing?" and move it on. No. My honor for those in my life that I know is a constant thing. But that comes from my relationship with the Lord.
Right.
And listen, you guys, I am in no way boasting. Please, I'm begging you and your listeners, don't take this as though Rich Wilkerson's trying to put himself. No. It's just that, you know, at the age of 66, there comes a point where you love the Lord so much, you can't get enough of him.
Yes.
And you can't get enough of his people, because it's in his people that you see his image every day. So
yes,
it never ends. This whole concept of honor never, never ceases.
Right. And like you say, it's kind of like the more of the Lord's love that's in us, the more it flows out of us. So it seems like it's so important to maintain our relationship with the Lord so that it's not a exercise or lip service, but it's just a love that flows out of us that's from him.
Absolutely. It's action. I always believe that kind of honor, which we're discussing and which is in my book, is going to cost us something. Because the kind of honor we're talking about is an act of our will. It's an act. We decide it. And let me say, it doesn't come naturally. But we do the will of God. And as we train ourselves, all of a sudden, in time, it becomes natural to honor. So that at this time in my life, when I say something like someone in a not a good way, it haunts me. It's hard for me to sleep. I have to call them in the morning and ask their forgiveness, because what's happened, it's become a way of life to honor, to speak well,
yes,
to observe good things in people's lives. And when I don't, man, I get convicted.
Yes.
You can't go much more than a night without finally making a call. Hey, would you forgive me? You know.
Now, you also mention in your book what true biblical honor is not. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Biblical honor is not what you mentioned earlier, your lips, but your
yes,
heart, far from it. Just a quick, hey, how are you going? Yeah, good to see you again. You've known people that while they're shaking your hand, they're looking over your shoulder to see if there's someone more important in the room. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not honor. When I'm with someone, you're fully engaged with that person until you pass the point in the conversation where you both sense with each other. You have something really wonderful to take away from the conversation before you leave it. And so it's not something that happens real quick. And yet there are times when you're in a hurry, and it's better to say hi than say nothing.
Yes.
So I think it's what Rich brought up from Isaiah earlier. Not just lip service and shooting your way through it. People can tell when you're faking it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what comes from the heart.
We've been visiting with Pastor Rich Wilkerson about some of the suggestions he makes in his latest book, I Choose Honor, underscoring a key principle: when you honor others, you honor God. It's available online and at most book outlets, or simply go to the website ichoosehonorbook.com to order the book or to find out more.
And if you've enjoyed this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast, Connections with Rich and Bobby. You can also friend us on Facebook, post on Instagram, and tweet us on Twitter. We're always posting information about our guests and upcoming features.
Now you can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com, or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1, verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So, we thank you for listening, and remember, tell others, and spread the word!
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.